Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Save a little for Mitt. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, what's a movie tradesman doing out here? You know, they're all left-wingers out there, left of Lenin. At least that's what people think, but that's not really the case. There's a lot of conservative people, a lot of moderate people, Republicans, Democrats in Hollywood. It's just that conservative people, by the nature of the word itself, play a little more close to the vest, and they don't go around a hot dog in it. So, but they're there. Believe me, they're there. And I think, in fact, there's some of them around town. I saw John Voight. There's a lot of people around here in town. John's here, Academy Award winner, terrific guy. And these people are all like-minded, like all of us. So I've got Mr. Obama sitting here, and I just was going to ask him a couple questions, but I remember 3.5 years ago when Mr. Obama won the election, and though I wasn't a big supporter, I was watching that night when he was having that thing, and they were talking about hope and change, and they were talking about yes, we can, and it was dark and outdoors and it was nice and people were lighting candles and they were saying, I just thought, this is great. I mean, everybody's crying. Oprah was crying. And I was even crying. And then finally, I haven't cried that hard since I found out that there's 23 million unemployed people in this country. And now that is something to cry for, because that is a disgrace, a national disgrace, and we haven't done enough, obviously. This administration hasn't done enough to cure that. And whatever interest they have is not strong enough. And I think possibly now it may be time for somebody else to come along and solve the problem. So, Mr. President, how do you handle promises that you made when you were running for election, and how do you handle it? I mean, what do you say to people? I know people were wondering. You don't have it. Okay. Well, I know even some of the people in your own party were very disappointed when you didn't close Gitmo. And I thought, closing Gitmo, why close that? We've spent so much money on it. But I thought maybe it's an excuse. What do you mean, shut up? I thought it was just because somebody had a stupid idea of trying terrorists in downtown New York City. Maybe that was it. I've got to hand it to you. I've got to give credit where credit's due. You did overrule that finally, and that's so. Now we're moving onward, and I know I know you were against the war in Iraq, and that's okay. But you thought the war in Afghanistan was okay. You know, I mean, you thought that was something that was worth doing. We didn't check with the Russians to see how they did there for the 10 years, but we did it, and it's something to be thought about, and I think that that when we get to maybe I think you mentioned something about having a target date for bringing everybody home. And you give that target date, and I think Mr. Romney asked the only sensible question, and he says, why are you giving the date out now? Why don't you just bring them home tomorrow morning? And I thought, yeah, I'm not going to shut up. It's my turn. So anyway, we're going to have to have a little chat about that. And then I just wondered all these promises. And then I wondered about what? What do you want me to tell Romney? I can't tell him to do that. That can't do that to himself. You're crazy. You're absolutely crazy. You're getting as bad as Biden. Of course, we all know Biden is the intellect of the Democratic Party. So just a kind of a grin with a body behind it, you know, it's just kind of a thing. But I just think that there's so much to be done, and I think that Mr. Romney and Mr. Ryan are two guys that can come along. I never thought that it was a good idea for attorneys to be president anyway, because it. Yeah, I think attorneys are so busy. You know, they're always taught to argue everything and always weigh everything and weigh both sides, and they're always devil's advocating this and bifurcating this and bifurcating that. You know, all that stuff. But I think it's maybe time. What do you think for maybe a businessman? How about that?
And we're listening to 82-year-old actor Clint Eastwood in an off-the-cuff endorsement of Mitt Romney here in Tampa.
A stellar businessman. Quote, unquote, a stellar businessman. And I think it's that time. And I think if you just kind of stepped aside and Mr. Romney can kind of take over, you could still use the plane. Though maybe a smaller one, not that big gas guzzler that you're driving around when you're going around to colleges and talking about student loans and stuff like that. I think... You're an ecological man. Why would you want to drive that truck around? Okay. Well, anyway. All right. I'm sorry. I can't do that to myself either. So, anyway. I'll see. But I'd just like to say something, ladies and gentlemen. Something that I think is very important is that we own this country. Thank you. Yes, we own it. And it's not you owning it and not politicians owning it. Politicians are employees of ours. And so they're just going to come around and beg for votes every few years, and it's the same old deal. But I just think that it's important that you realize that and that you're the best in the world. And whether you're Democrat or whether you're a Republican or whether you're Libertarian or whatever, you're the best, and we should not ever forget that. And when somebody does not do the job, we got to let them go.
Standing ovation there for Clint Eastwood, Dirty Harry himself, in one of the other pieces of stagecraft this evening. I've been using extemporaneous conversation with an absent Obama.
Okay, just remember that. And I'm speaking out for everybody out there. It doesn't hurt. We don't have to be... I don't say that word anymore. Well, maybe one last time. We don't have to be... What I'm saying is we don't have to be metal masochists and vote for somebody that we don't even really want in office. Just because they seem to be nice guys, or maybe not so nice guys if you look at some of the recent ads going out there. I don't know. But okay. You ought to make my day. All right. I'll start it. You finish it. Go ahead. All right. Thank you. Thank you very much.